My Life Today, June 23. Kindness, the mark of a Christian. Emotional maturity brings happiness. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Your influence reaches the soul. You touch not a wire, but that vibrates back to God. It is your duty to be Christians in the highest sense of the word, Christ-like. It is through the unseen lines that attract you to other minds with which you are brought in contact that may, if you are in constant connection with God, leave impressions that will make you a savor of life unto life. Otherwise, if you are selfish, if you are self-exalted, if you are worldly-minded, no matter what your position, no matter what your experience has been or how much you know, if you are not having the law of kindness on your lips, sweet fragrance of love springing from your heart, you can do nothing as it ought to be done. Kindness and love and courtesy are the marks of the Christian. In our association with each other, let it be ever remembered that there are chapters in the experience of others that are sealed from mortal eyes. There are sad histories that are written in the books of heaven, but are sacredly guarded from prying eyes. There stand registered long, hard battles with trying circumstances arising in the very homes that day by day sap the courage, the faith, the confidence, until the very manhood seems to fall to ruins. But Jesus knows it all, and he never forgets. To such, words of kindness and of affection are welcome as the smile of angels. A strong, helpful grasp of the hand of a true friend is worth more than gold and silver. The true, honest expression of a sister or brother or friend, given in genuine simplicity, has power to open the door of hearts which need the fragrance of Christ-like words and the simple, delicate touch of the Spirit of Christ's love.